This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, Friday. What's up and welcome in Grant and Danny out and about on the road on a perfect Sports Friday. You are listening to The Fan. We are at Tap Sports Bar, MGM National Harbor. First round of the NCAA tournament action continues. The opening Friday, couple of games barreling down the stretch. We are underway, day two of the tournament. We will be here all afternoon long until 6:30. So get out of the office, come on by, get some lunch, and watch one of these 70 flat screen TVs with us. Tournament action, hot and heavy, Danny.
I got a 4-point game with under 5 minutes to go right in front of me. I got another 3-point game a little bit to my 1 o'clock. I got a little bit of a double-digit lead here for three-seeded Baylor at my 2:30 right by my dentist appointment. But the point is, head is on a swivel. I got appies. I got french fries. I got a Reuben in me. This is what I want. This is the day. It's just like yesterday, but the same but also different but better but good.
Danny's food came about 10 minutes before we got on the air. You got your lunch, your Reuben sandwich, and your fries. And it was accompanied by a pretzel that you ordered.
Yep.
That was the size of, I'm not going to say a state, that would be excessive, but certainly a city, probably like a county, right? Like John King's at the board on CNN, and we're trying to figure out which percentage of the vote your pretzel went to which candidate. And so I just figured, I assumed, as it were, that maybe I could have just a piece, just a pull away, a little, just a morsel of your pretzel, because there was just so much food in front of you. And you, to your credit, stuck to your character. This is not just a guy you play on the radio. You told me no, and you were upset with me for asking for a small piece of
It's
one of the biggest pretzels I've ever seen. I'm not doing a bit, by the way.
Yeah, it says pretzel, giant pretzel on the menu, and that's what comes.
This pretzel is this. I'm trying to comp it. Like, if a basketball was on a plate, the pretzel would be wider than the basketball. It's huge.
Yeah, it's. I got what I wanted, and no one should try to steal that joy from me. It's selfish that anybody would try to impose on my meal. I trusted you. That's past tense. You and I have been together for, 10-plus years now, and you think you know somebody. I just can't believe that you would ask.
My
That's
ask
all.
Was a hypothetical. My ask was, well, actually it wasn't.
It wasn't. You generally wanted some pretzel. I'm like, you know what they'll do? They'll bring you one.
My initial ask was truly, I honestly thought you would just say yes, and it would be like, oh, of course, dude, go ahead. But then I realized this is actually very serious. He's not going to give it to me. And then it became a hypothetical ask.
Yeah.
What if
Then you're like, well, what if you could never tie your shoes again? What if you couldn't go to bed? I don't know, man. But just, like, don't steal my food. Like, it's mine. I ordered it because I wanted it, and I got it.
Stealing feels aggressive, right?
Whose is it?
It's yours.
It's mine.
Well.
And if you took something from me without permission, that's stealing. That's why we have laws in the books. So don't violate my trust. Don't violate my space. Don't touch my food. It's not for you. Plan sharing is fine, although frowned upon, but we didn't plan the sharing. You saw what I got, said, hey, that's good. I want some. Tough. Bleep. Order your own or don't, but you got to live in your own destiny right there. You know what I mean?
We got a long time ahead of us still.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do a pre-share at some point.
We could talk about a pre-share. If you would like to talk about a pre-share later, I'm all ears.
Eric Flack, one of our favorite investigative reporters in D.C., is going to join us at 3. He's been all over the possibility of the Wizards and the Caps leaving the city. Today, the D.C. Attorney General came out in a letter and said they're not allowed to leave until 2047.
Now you just can't leave.
I'm going to assume Ted Leonsis sees it differently, but we'll ask Eric Flack about that. That's coming up in about 50 or so minutes right here on The Fan. 4 o'clock today, final pair of tickets. to go see John Fogerty. We're giving those away ahead of the Beltway Blitz. Also got to talk about some of the rumblings on the Commanders possibly preferring Jaden Daniels over Drake May. So those are among the items we are covering today on G&D. Got to start, as you said, with the tournament. There are four games ongoing, including Northwestern leading Florida Atlantic in a 8-9 matchup. The 9 seed has a 6-point edge with a couple of minutes to play. Big East basketball being played in front of us. Marquette, a 2 seed, in action early going, 8-5 leaders over Western Kentucky. And you mentioned Baylor is just destroying Colgate in the early going today, representing the Big 12. Robert Griffin's Bears, 61-42 leaders. I'm pretty sure Colgate are the toothbrushes. I think I've got that right. Their mascot, maybe it's the toothpaste.
It's either the paste or the brushes. I can't remember.
They are down about 20 points. But last night, man, what a night of college basketball. It's so funny. This is what this tournament does. I like George Mason University. If they're on TV, I'll watch them.
Sure.
My wife's a season ticket holder. We go to a lot of Georgetown games. I certainly watch the Big East and Georgetown a lot. But I am not a guy. Don't pretend to be. Over the course of the college basketball season, if North Carolina is playing NC State, or if I turn on the TV and live and die with every possession,
100%.
I am all in. There is just no comp to this tournament making you feel the way that Oakland made me feel last night. Initially, I thought it was the Oakland in California. I find out it's Auburn Hills, Michigan. It's not even the Oakland that I thought it was. But guess who I love, like everyone else in the United States? Jack Golkey is tugging at my heartstrings.
Of course you do.
Hits 10 threes last night, 10 of 20 from deep. I mean, you made 10 three-pointers. Did you see the stat? He dribbled three times in the game, meaning ball in his hands, bounced on the floor three times despite making 10 three-pointers.
Yeah, I think two of them were on shot fakes, and he, like, dribbled to the left or something and drilled shots. So early on, as I'm watching that game like everyone else, he misses a couple. And I'm going, dude, this dude is just jacking up shots. Like, what's going on? And then the announcers did a good job, I think, of assuring the public, you guys, you're in for this. This is what this dude does. This is what this team does. He is here to shoot threes and chew bubble gum, and he's fresh out of bubble gum.
There was a movie made about him starring Mark Wahlberg.
Shooter.
A handful of years ago.
Are you telling me I'm going to shoot people? I'm a shooter now?
On the season, Jack Golkey has taken 355 shots. 347 of them are from three. I'm going to say that again.
Yeah.
Because it is the most insane stat I've ever seen in my life when they showed it on the telecast last night. Of his 355 shots on the season, this zero-star recruit from D2, who now in the sixth year he's playing college basketball, a guy thinks he's Jaden Daniels or Michael Penix, he shot the ball 355 times for the Golden Grizzlies.
Golden Grizzlies.
Last night. 347 of his 355 shots from three-point range on the season. I saw a chart of his 8 2-point shots. 5 were like layups in transition. So now in terms of set offense, half court, running a possession, we're selecting our shot. We're not running, right?
Uh-huh.
He took 3 2-point attempts.
And my bet is all three were his foot on the line for three.
Actually, only one of them was a long two.
Oh, really?
Two of them were like runners in the lane or something. I don't even know what he was doing down there. He must have gotten lost.
Are you confused, Jack? Go back to your home.
But this is what I love. I don't know who Jack Golkey is before last night. I'll probably forget his name in a month, and I'll have to look it up when I'm watching the tournament in 4 years.
We have these weekends where someone named Ali Farouk Manesh
buries,
I think it was a Kansas team national championship aspirations.
Do you remember this name? Ben Woodside? Dakota State
from
years
Dakota
and years
State?
Ago? Probably like around, if I had to guess, like 07, 08 maybe. But there's that guy, man, that pops. And I just think it's awesome. He'll be an accountant or running some kind of like car lot, you know, where he's selling vehicles in 10 years, watching all the guys that he beat from Kentucky.
He had such a great quote.
Make $30 million a year in the NBA.
Yeah, he goes, most of those guys are going to the NBA. I know that I'm not going to the NBA. I'm very aware of that. He's like, but I have, you know, I'm still confident in myself that I can compete at this level right now. I don't know, man. He won a lot of hearts last night. That was incredible.
You don't think Will Dawkins, Michael Winger, taking him 1-1? Couldn't miss last night. 10 of 20 from deep. And you're right, he played the right notes after the game and his press conference. He's talking about them not being a Cinderella. But that's a zero star playing against a bunch of guys from Kentucky that are five stars. And at some point, and maybe we're at that point now, there's a conversation that has to happen about Kentucky, isn't there? John Calipari, look at what has happened with that program under the last now four seasons. 3 years ago, they didn't make it to the tournament. 2 years ago, in the first round, they were a two-seed upset by 15th-seeded St. Peter's. Remember that
team?
Yes,
I do.
Last year, they were a six-seed, and they lost in the second round. They have not gotten out of the round of 32 in 5 years under John Calipari. And it's pretty clear to me that the idea that you're just going to go get the best freshman, you're going to out-athlete people, you're going to get up and down and run with future NBA lottery picks, I don't know how successful that is, especially now in this era, in the portal, where teams can go get fourth, fifth, COVID era, sixth-year guys who have just played a ton of basketball, who they're not better athletes, they're not better talents, they're not better prospects, but there were a couple of guys on Oakland last night, including their big Trey Townsend, second-generation player in the program, who are better basketball players than the lottery picks on Kentucky. Collegiately.
I think that's well put. So the formula that got Coach Cal so much success there at Kentucky is a little bit outdated. This has happened multiple times, different iterations. Some of these legendary coaches, right? Go back even here locally to you know, someone like Gary Williams, who could go for so many years and go, I'm not going to get that five-star. I'm not going to, you know, kiss the tuchus of every AAU broker and whoever else. I'm going to go get really good players, solid players, coach them up for a handful of years, and then be able to compete at a high level as a team, right? And try to deal with the UNCs, the Dukes, and everybody else who's doing a certain way. You could do that for a while. Eventually, it became impossible, right, with the one-and-dones, with how good some of these players are. They were getting run out of the building, and, you know, he wasn't going to play the game. So the game morphed, the game changed. That's allowed. That's okay. Gary Williams, Hall of Famer, still a legend. You look at now with Calipari, I think you have to examine it. You have to go, they're getting beat by 22 and 23-year-olds, these 18-year-old kids who have bright futures. He's still churning out NBA players on a regular basis. If you're not sure what to do in the middle of the draft, draft a guard from Kentucky. It'll work out fine, is the lesson of the last several years. But in terms of success basketball-wise, fans of Kentucky, it's the Alabama football of college basketball. They don't do this. They're livid today.
Oh, they're so mad. I mean, they wait all year for this month to do the opposite of what they did last night. How about the 11 seeds yesterday? Three games where sixes played 11s, and all three 11s won. Duquesne, the Dukes, first tournament since 77. Oregon over South Carolina. NC State continued what has been an incredible stretch.
What a story.
Five wins, 5 days, ACC tourney. Then they beat Texas Tech last night. So if New Mexico wins today, and I actually think they're going to beat Clemson, but if they can beat Clemson out of the ACC today, this will be the first time 11s have swept sixes, four for four, since 1989. Mm. No pressure, New Mexico. No pressure.
We're all counting on you. Let's go.
Is the 11-6 upset the new 5-12? When I was growing up, when I was a young warthog, you always had to find the one or the two 12s that would beat the five.
So there's always one, at least.
It seems like more recently, JMU Dukes fans, cover your ears. Fives handle 12s a lot more than sixes handle 11s. Feels like the 11-6 matchup is the new 5-12.
It certainly does right now. I mean, because that's what, when you're in that 4-5-6 seeded range, it means that you've got a high ceiling and you're good, but there's something missing. There's a reason you're not a top three seed, right? So you're ripe for it. And then these programs that are not the 16 seeds, not the we're lucky to be here, right? Those, I mean, there's a reason until a handful of years ago, no 16 had ever beaten a one, and now it's happened a couple times. Still not commonplace by any stretch of the imagination. You get to that group that's like that mid-major number 11, you get some veteran players. You get guys that are juniors and seniors who have been through the ringer a little bit, or, you know, transfers or whatever, that have been through some of these kinds of experiences. So these games can be really competitive, and it's a style oftentimes you're just not used to seeing.
So if the star of yesterday was Jack Golkey individually, and that's not debatable, the team that impressed me the most with how they came back was Dayton in a 7-10 game as a 7 seed to get a win.
Oh, man.
20-2 run at the end of that game. The game finished. It was 24-6, I think, officially. But they went on a 22 run into the final minute. They took the lead with around 20 seconds left, hit some free throws. So the 7 survived a scare from number 10, Nevada. But to me, if you want to say, like, what is the definition of madness or this March tournament or, you know, what makes this whole thing so crazy? Gohlke, what he did, Oakland beating Kentucky, certainly. And I think that mad dash for Dayton. I essentially called the race before we got off the air. I was like, oh, Dayton lost. You're like, yeah, the A-10's terrible. And we just moved on to the next game.
Yeah, it's something else to talk about now.
They came back and won the matchup.
Nevada should
with a 20-2 run.
Kicking themselves. Are
you, how do you wake up and not cry as soon as you wake up if you're one of the guys who poured it all out on the floor all season long for that team?
And listen, credit to Dayton. They as you said, they never gave up. They kept chopping wood. They worked at it. But multiple times Nevada was like trying to take the air out of the ball with, you know, 8, 9, 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
You simply stopped doing the thing that got you up, whatever it was, by 20 points or whatever, however far up they were. That felt like as much Nevada losing it as Dayton winning it, which has to happen in those kinds of comebacks.
Biggest deal tonight locally is obviously JMU, as we mentioned.
Them Dukes.
They tip off at 9:40. That's a football school, but you wouldn't have known it this year. 31-3 on the hardwood as a basketball program making some headlines this season. Where is the JMU bar in the area? I was thinking Arlington.
I feel like it's got to be. I feel like 17 bars in Arlington are JMU bars.
I was thinking my wife has heard, if she's going to go out this evening to watch the game, Spider Kelly's is the play. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
If you're going out to watch games prior to 6:30, I'm going to tell you where to go. Right here at Tap Sports
Right
Bar.
Here.
Because your pals are here hanging out watching games.
The people are here.
MGM National Harbor listener lines. Probably good vibes for JMU tonight as well. They've also got the benefit of a lot of table games if you're into that kind of thing.
Mm.
If you're like me and you want to play a little blackjack or a little roulette, they got all that out here at the MGM National Harbor. Grant and Danny with you on the Fan. Albert Breer of SI says that he's heard rumblings as to which quarterback the Commanders want at number 2. Thinks they're leaning in a certain direction. We'll get into that next on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny out and about today. Tap Sports Bar, MGM, National Harbor. NCAA tournament action ongoing with 4 games. We'll keep you abreast of everything that happens in all of the action. No reason to navigate away from 106.7 The Fan. Danny, last night, Albert Breer of SI, super plugged-in reporter guy we have on this show pretty frequently, was on television. He's frequently a guest on Nesson as one of their NFL insiders up in Patriots country. And the Patriots picked 3rd, and they've been wondering what's going to happen in front of them. They want a quarterback. They are going to be dictated to, very likely, by Chicago, Caleb Williams, and whatever Washington does at number 2. This was Breer discussing what he's hearing about the first 2 picks in the draft.
Well, I think we can take the big item off the table, first of all. I think it's 99% Caleb Williams is a Bear now. I think that's been the case for a few weeks. Unless something goes really wrong in that with that situation, that's set in stone. And the more I've started to ask around, the more it seems like Jaden Daniels is probably the leader in the clubhouse to be a Commander. It does match up with what Cliff Kingsbury's looked for in his quarterbacks over the years. Obviously, Jaden Daniels had a great season last season at LSU. And he's probably, I think, arguably the most ready to play of the three guys at the top of the draft because he's played the most football. He played 5 years in college. So I think right now, again, like this can change over the next few weeks, I think Jaden Daniels is the leader in the clubhouse to be the second overall pick.
So I want to get to that in a second. We'll bury the lead for just a moment. Start with 1-1 and Caleb Williams with Chicago. I've felt like that was a foregone conclusion and that was a lock for an extended period of time. This is months and months in the making.
Agreed there.
As far as
yep.
I'm concerned. But after a lot of nonsensical debating in Chicago and fans saying, let's stick with Justin Fields, it does seem like that's now kind of the presumptive, obvious decision. Do you think there's any chance that Caleb Williams doesn't go one?
Micro chance. Less than 1%. Greater than zero.
So lock that in. Put it in sharp.
I put it with some really good ink pen. I'm underlining it a couple times. It's happening. I mean, Caleb Williams referred to when Keenan Allen, who lives in Southern California, went to his pro day so that Caleb Williams could throw with him. You know, like talk about we and here, not in Southern California, Chicago. Okay, like they have Keenan Allen. You see what I'm saying? Like it's done. It's happening.
Seems like a conclusion now that we can put a period on that sentence. Caleb Williams will be a Bear. So that brings us to pick two and really the reason for this conversation, which is Albert Breer saying that he is hearing rumblings that the Commanders are leaning toward or prefer, whichever you want to go with. Jaden Daniels, not Drake May or J.J. McCarthy. I don't know that this is surprising. Jaden Daniels is the reigning Heisman Trophy winner. He had a combined 50 touchdowns and just 4 interceptions in the SEC this season. For what it's worth, we have heard more people come out and suggest that they're hearing behind the scenes more about Jaden Daniels to Washington than Drake May to the Commanders. Nobody really knows anything yet. Nobody has reported that. And Breer didn't either, by the way. If he knew, he would say, I'm told the Commanders plan on taking Jaden Daniels.
Uh-huh.
He didn't say that. He said, I'm hearing that they like Jaden Daniels, prefer Jaden Daniels. So it's kind of a game of telephone. But I think the worthwhile conversation right now is, are you buying whatever smoke is out there now from people like Breer who are insiders saying, I'm hearing the Commanders like him? It's almost certainly not coming from Washington.
I think that's the essential key. So I don't think Breer's being lied to specifically. But remember, what season are we in? This is silly season, lying season, agenda season, whatever you want to call it. My view is that anything about Washington right now is not coming from Washington unless they specifically wait until the 11th hour, maybe the 13th hour, and try to do some either damage control or change the narrative. Again, I am pointing to this coaching search and the way it went. It wasn't until very, very end on this journey where they went, you guys need to think about Dan Quinn. And then all of a sudden reporters are scrambling to write their articles about how Dan Quinn's a viable candidate and how Dan Quinn's actually a great candidate. And you guys don't understand. And I know 7 teams passed, but the 8th team is Washington, and they're doing their due diligence. And Dan Quinn, to wake us up to the idea that was happening about 3 days later. That's late in the game. We're not at that stage yet for the draft. So right now, my belief is that Washington is sitting there clammed up. If they like Jaden Daniels at 2, quote unquote, I'm using the air quotes, that could be Daniels' agent. That could be another team that wants May to fall to 4 somehow. That could be any of a million things. And I'm not saying that Albert Breer like made it up on the spot or anything like that. I'm not trying to impugn him at all. This is the season, though, where it's really hard to verify who benefits from stuff and whether you should throw it out there or not.
Sure.
Right?
It so could also that's be, it though, that Peters and Newmark are leaning in that direction.
It could be that, yeah.
And someone in the building found out who told someone out of the building who told Albert Breer. Right? I mean, it absolutely could be a thing, and it kind of makes sense. I said this on the show yesterday. If I had to bet money right now, and we're at a sports book, we're broadcasting from Tap Sports Bar. I am 15 feet away. I'm looking at the counter where you can walk up and place bets. If I had to go up right now and get a ticket on who the Commanders are going to take at number 2 overall, I would bet on Jaden Daniels. I just think it makes more sense from the standpoint of, it's an easier sell. I think there will be a larger portion of the fan base that gets excited. I think oftentimes you see defensive coaches paired with dual threat quarterbacks who can run and make plays. He had an unbelievable college season in the SEC. He was the best college football player last year. Like all of these things. The fact that I would take May doesn't really matter. And the fact that I think it's probably dead even on a lot of people's boards, it could very well be Drake May. I just think that if I had to bet right now, I'd say Daniels. And maybe I feel that way because guys like Breer, the ones that are coming out to say what they're hearing, more of them seem to be smelling the smoke on Daniels, right? Where they're going,
yeah.
The tea leaves to me are Washington likes Jaden Daniels. I don't think I've seen anybody come out and say, from what I'm hearing, they're going May. I've heard a few people now and seen Breer types come out and say Daniels. And maybe that's why I'm leaning toward Jaden Daniels. But the question is, do they really know anything? To your point, it could absolutely be subterfuge. It could be a game of telephone where something was lost or someone's benefiting from misinformation. It could also be gospel. We have no idea right now, this far out.
That's what leads me to believe that it's the opposite. Again, this is now all the sample. It's all of one coaching search. So, you know, we know this. We'll find out how this regime operates over weeks and months and then hopefully years as they go about their business. But that's what this has felt like to me. This is the opposite of the good ship Leak-A-Lot, where this old Washington way of doing things was they wanted to control every narrative. They wanted to be ahead of these things. They wanted to cover for their mistakes and misfortunes and try to make themselves look better. And they always ended up making themselves look worse more often than not. This group is as tight-lipped as anybody in the sport. Now, maybe that'll be different if they're picking eighth or ninth and they hope somebody falls to them in a couple of seasons. And, you know, maybe we'll hear every rumor every day about who they're associated with or who some other team's associated with or whatever, how it affects Washington. But this feels to me like nobody's getting any info from them. And, you know, like very Mike Shanahan style, where when he was going to draft somebody, he never talked to him, never even looked at him, had like a friend work the guy out. I mean, that kind of crap, you know? It feels like subterfuge to me, which is why I've kind of always thought that they're going to take Drake May. But again, this is all guessing based on the tiniest sample that doesn't even relate to which person they're taking it to.
Well, maybe here's the most important part. Do they know right now who they're going to take?
I think so, but I understand that they may not.
If the answer's no, then it can't be true that they're going to take Jaden Daniels or Drake May if that rumor comes out. If they don't know, right? Last night they're having dinner with J.J. McCarthy. Soon enough they'll be dining with Daniels and with May, and they'll be at both of their pro days next week. I understand that you do your due diligence.
Right.
There are three teams meeting with Caleb Williams. Two of them are not going to get him. I think it's the Raiders I saw and the Vikings. But just keeping their options open, making sure they've dotted their I's, they've crossed their T's. So I don't think the fact that you're going to have dinner with people or you're going to meet with them or be at their pro days, that doesn't mean you're not likely to draft them. You still are. You're going to sit down with – you're going to use every visit you got. I think you get 30 official visits. You're not taking 30 players, right? But you still got work to do. So I understand that Washington is going to do more homework than is necessary, but we've seen how thorough this group is.
Yeah.
You know, they portend to want to – essentially show their work and do all of the due diligence before they make a decision. If they knew right now, I'd be a little bit surprised. Pro days and meetings aren't even done for half of the four quarterbacks. And if you count McCarthy, who's on the field throwing today about 30 minutes ago, you know, 75% of the four guys. So it's very, very possible to me that they have not made up their mind. I do think it's crazy to assume, as scouts who have watched probably hundreds of hours of film already on these guys, that they wouldn't have a lean. But I think that's very, very different than knowing which guy you're taking.
Yeah, I guess that's an important distinction. I mean, to me, when I say I think they know, I think right now they've got a hierarchy that if they had the draft tomorrow, they could. And something could change. I mean, you've seen this group demonstrate that they're willing to have an open mind about things, right? Where, you know, whether people like me like it or not, I cannot believe the number of holdovers from the previous staff, which was a disaster. And they've acknowledged that this roster stinks, and look at what they've done in free agency. They're willing to allow Martin Mayhew to prove it, or somebody else that's that's been on the staff, Marty Herney or whoever. So they're willing to do it sort of their way and have open minds about stuff. So I'm imagining that things could change between now and then. When I say I think they know, I think the tape has been watched, conversations have been had, the scouting has scouted. Right, I mean, a guy's throwing a couple times to receivers in 72-degree weather that he's familiar with in a controlled environment. I don't know if that necessarily changes that or anything else.
But I can make the case that the other stuff's equally or more important. Like, you can do all that scouting before the football season ends, honestly. The tape can tell the story on these prospects as physical talents. whether they work out in the league or not might have every bit or more to do with the stuff that has to be done between now and the draft. The meetings, the conversations, getting them on the whiteboard, grilling them, asking them questions, diving into their character. Maybe more so at the quarterback position, Danny, than any other position.
In a spot, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Again, this is – what are we basing anything on? We're basing it on, you know, logic, a little bit of hearsay, just sort of impressions of this group. And I'm not trying to say they're not thorough or anything like that. I think they've pretty much, you know, had all their meetings and discussions. And, again, if they had to go to the podium tomorrow, they could. But, of course, they're going to do all their due diligence. And similarly, they know they're not drafting Caleb Williams. They're still going to have dinner with Caleb Williams. They're still going to do all the stuff that you just mentioned about the workout, the exercise, the whiteboard, and you know, everything that relates to it. But just going back to it, though, in terms of who they prefer right now, that when you hear the, hey, the defensive guy who's the head coach, oftentimes in history they've paired defensive coaches with guys that are dual-threat quarterbacks. So that makes sense. Like, that's as good as we can do in terms of speculation right now because of how tight-lipped they are. Does that make any sense? Like, I'm trying to draw, like, an arrow that connects them.
Yeah,
dots.
Here's what Kingsbury worked with in Arizona, or Mariota's kind of right. Like him, and they signed him to be the backup,
yeah.
Which I do find hilarious that Mariota would be a comp for Daniels. What a mean thing to say about Jaden Daniels that is.
Well, they're both people.
Human
they're
beings.
Same. They're the same.
Who can run. So can Drake May, for that matter. I want to pose this on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines from Tap Sports Bar next. We'll open them up, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Breer's the latest of the insiders to say, for what it's worth, it's just rumblings, I guess, but what he's hearing is that Washington prefers Daniels at 2. Do you buy that at this point in the process? Do you think that that's legit, that whatever he heard is coming from inside the building? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The more I've started to ask around, the more it seems like Jaden Daniels is probably the leader in the clubhouse to be a commander. It does match up with what Cliff Kingsbury's looked for in his quarterbacks over the years. Obviously, Jaden Daniels had a great season last season at LSU, and he's probably, I think, arguably the most ready to play of the three guys at the top of the draft because he's played the most football. He played 5 years in college. So I think right now, again, like, this can change over the next few weeks. I think Jaden Daniels is the leader in the clubhouse to be the second overall pick.
That's Albert Breer on Nesson. Welcome back, G&D on the Fan. Do you buy what he's hearing? Do you buy the idea that it's already starting to leak out that the Commanders prefer Jaden Daniels to Drake May or the other quarterbacks? 800-636-1067. Get to the phones in just a second. By the way, top of the hour, 3 o'clock, Eric Flack of Channel 9 in town with investigative reporting he's been doing into the Wizards and the Capitals' possible move across the river to Virginia. Today, the Attorney General in D.C. came out and said, legally, they can't go anywhere until 2047. Now, I'm assuming Ted Leonsis and Monumental would have a different side of that story.
I bet you they have some attorneys that interpret that differently.
But we'll ask Eric Flack about that in about 12 minutes. Seems like a major development. So, Danny, I'm not necessarily buying this. Does not mean I don't think this isn't the way it eventually goes. But I think that Jaden Daniels ends up being the pick at number 2. I just don't think that what Albert Breer's hearing right now and from who he's hearing it from,
I think it's a great distinction.
Is gospel.
I think that's a great distinction. That's
he's
it.
Probably hearing like a lot of people is. All kinds of stuff. I don't think any of it means anything. I don't think Adam Peters, Lance Newmark, the front office, I don't think they are telling anybody anything. They're pretty buttoned up. They've been very good at keeping secrets to this point.
Yeah, I think that's an important way to interpret it, right? Like, in other words, if they draft Jaden Daniels, the person that when they signed Marcus Mariota, who went, see, because they had Marcus Mariota, they had to have the same style quarterback as their number 2 overall draft pick. That was clear then. It's not because of that. If they draft Jaden Daniels, it's because of Jaden Daniels. It's because of how they feel about him or whatever. And you know, who knows, maybe that was the plan all along. But it just doesn't feel like right now anybody's going to know definitively. And if you buy what Grant's selling in general, they don't know either. So how could they be selling anything? I feel like they're further along in the process maybe, but it doesn't matter either way. What's essential here is, again, I'm not accusing Breer of anything. I want to be very clear about that. What I am saying is, ultimately, if rumblings are happening, the rumblings are not from Washington. I think that's the most essential takeaway here.
Let's go to the phones. Raymond is in Clinton on G&D. What's up, Raymond? How are you?
What's going on, G&D? How y'all doing today?
Good, pal. How are you?
I'm all right, man. I'm buying that, man. Albert Breer got everything, hit everything on the head, man. He got the most experience, man. The man's a Heisman Trophy winner. He's a All-American, and he's pretty good, man. I don't see how in the world if they could take Drake May, because Drake May, he don't have that many college games. The man wasn't even an All-American. And J.J. McCarthy, I like J.J. McCarthy, but J.J. McCarthy is smarter than Jaden Daniels.
So, well, Raymond, let me redirect you real quick, because we're not asking you who you would take or who you like. What we're asking you is, do you think that the word is already getting out legitimately from inside of the building as to who the Commanders actually like?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. When Dan Quinn gave his press conference and gave his eval on all the top three quarterbacks, he had the best. He gave the best overall evaluation to Jaden Daniels. So they ought to let everybody know. Whether it got leaked, whether everybody took it at that, I take it like that. Everybody else will say they will take it with a grain of salt because he's the head coach. But the head coach got to say so himself too now. I know the general manager is the one that picked the players. But if I'm the general manager, I'm going to the head coach. Do you like this guy or would you rather have this guy?
Thanks, okay? Raymond.
Sure. Thank
and
you,
what
buddy.
He's referencing for people that don't remember, when on with the Junkies, probably over a month ago now, the head coach, Dan Quinn, was asked to play word association. They asked him about a bunch of players, Terry McLaurin, John Allen. And then when they got to the draft prospects, when it came to Caleb Williams, he said D.C., where he's from. They asked him about Drake May. I think he said athletic or athlete.
Uh-huh.
And then with Jaden Daniels, he said game changer.
Game changer.
And the assumption was he liked Jaden Daniels more. Let's go to L, who's in D.C. on line two. L, you're on Grant and Danny. What's good?
What's up, boys? How y'all doing today?
Hey, buddy.
Very well.
I don't think it's leaking out for the sake of they're being negligent as an organization, because I know we have this fear as it relates to the last regime, but I just think that it's a common sense pick. It makes sense. He's a Heisman Trophy, for goodness sake, winner, and I think he has to be the pick. So I don't think it's a negative mark on the organization as far as it leaking out. I think it's just leaking out because that's just a popular, sexy pick.
Appreciation.
Yeah, so I want
to that's interesting. He's basically saying, well, it's just it's leaking out because that's the people are assuming that because of his college year.
And I don't know about you. I don't want to speak for you, but I'm not ripping them at all based on any of this. I'm not disappointed with how they've done stuff or, you know, because comparing to the last regime, you're 100% right. This is not that, right? This is Adam Peters. This is Lance Newmark. These are adults. This is how it's supposed to look. So maybe if the point is it's intuitive and it makes sense and, like, yeah, everybody knows that already. And that's – so it's not a leak per se. It's a, yeah, dude. The same way if Caleb Williams is one, yeah, dude. Jaden Daniels is two, yeah, dude. You know what I mean? If it's that, I get that.
He was the Heisman Trophy winner, for God's sake, doesn't do much for me. So was Bryce Young. He was a god-awful last year. Maybe he'll be better. Doesn't get you anywhere. Kyler Murray has been, I think, a disappointment in the locker room, problematic. Baker Mayfield was a Heisman Trophy winner. He's been with – is it three or four teams at this point? Marcus Mariota won the Heisman. How'd that work out? Jameis Winston, Johnny Manziel, Robert Griffin had the great 2012 year. Yeah, occasionally it's Cam Newton, but it can also be Troy Smith, Matt Leinart, Jason White. So people care a lot more about just the award that he won than I do. I care about the fact that I think he'll be a good pro because of his skill set, but I don't care if he won the Blitnikoff or the Heisman. The translation to the pros is a different situation altogether. Let's talk to Eric Flack next, Channel 9 in D.C., about the Caps and the Wiz and the possibility of a move. Attorney General in the district says, not so fast. We're Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.